Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 6th of January, recording at a somewhat late 10:22 p.m. Apologies for that. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. Global stock markets, pretty firm generally, and we had another good day from China. So this is rebounded from the region of its December reaction lows. Wall Street pared back its gains, but nevertheless closed modestly higher here. In other data, we had bond prices mostly weak. Once again, they really have been hit, particularly the treasuries, U.S. treasuries. Recently, the U.S. dollar strengthened again against the euro, but then those gains were pegged back somewhat. It's currently at 135. Euro's at 135. Now, precious metals had weakened earlier on, but then staged quite good rallies to close with respectable gains. Gold, for instance, which had traded down into the 840s region, is lost in after hours trading at 865.30. So that's a good recovery. And industrial metals, very strong. All commodities are strong. Platinum, where I should not have stepped out of my long position, that's continued to push ahead. Here, but say the a feature here today is that just about all the commodity markets are strong, save for small declines in crude oil and natural gas. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, stock markets are rising, and commodity markets are rising. So what's taking place? Well, obviously sentiment has improved a little bit here as investors come back following the year-end holiday season. And a script that I mentioned beforehand, I said if we had steady performance here throughout the end of the year and carrying on into early January, that would put a lot of fund managers under pressure to join the party. It's something I mentioned on a number of occasions, and I think we certainly have an element of that. Then I think there are also other investors who had a lot of money in treasury bills, and I've used my lead item to discuss this, because you remember last month when treasury bills dipped below the zero return level on several occasions. In other words, people were actually paying the U.S. Treasury for the privilege of lending them money. And that showed just this remarkable level of fear. And I posted a 50-year historic data chart showing that this has just not happened for more than 50 years. So obviously a lot of holders of dollars were terrified about their financial security and didn't trust anything else. And that level of fear is just not sustainable beyond the short term. And so what's happened? We know there's a lot of cash on the sidelines, but if you look at the charts that I've added four charts or posted four charts of those U.S. Treasury bills, you can see that the yields are just beginning to edge up. And in the past, they've been a pretty good indicator for stock markets, albeit lagging from time to time. But my conclusion is that money is coming out of that Treasury bill market. And we've probably also got some money coming out of, well, undoubtedly, we've got some money coming out of the long-dated government bond markets as well, and it's finding its way into equities and also into commodities. And The equity indices in particular show the base formation development in terms of upward dynamics, rising lows that have been forming since October. And that stands out very clearly on the charts. And we've seen a number of indices, say, break up through resistance levels recently. And that is certainly encouraging investors to move away from their extreme safety in 3-month treasury bills and in their depression, deflation, discounting US treasuries and other long-dated government bonds, and move back into the so-called riskier assets. I say so-called because I think US 10-year treasuries, which got down to a yield, they almost touched the 2% level, an event I commented on at the time, saying that was a real reassessment point, a real milestone. And they're now at around 2.5% today. But just ask yourself, would you rather have gold over the next 10 years, or would you rather have 10-year U.S. Treasury bills yielding 2.5%? Treasury bonds, that is, U.S. 10-year Treasury bonds yielding 2.5%. Well, I'd take the gold, that's for sure, and I would take most other investments as well, in preference to that 10-year Treasury. Okay, so my conclusion on this is that provided the U.S. T-bill rate continues to range sideways to gradually higher above that zero level, that will be a fair tailwind for stock markets and some of these more interesting commodity markets. Now, there's been quite a debate going on in commodities in recent months on the part of the commodity fund advocates as to which was better, the agricultural commodities or the industrial commodities. And I've touched on this before briefly, but I'd like to repeat the point. And some of the, well, the majority of people have sided in favor of the agricultural commodities on the basis that global population is still growing, people need to eat, and therefore they will consume these commodities, and stockpiles are at relatively low levels. Whereas with industrial metals, if we get a long global recession, there'll be less demand for these metals. Well, we've seen a fair amount of demand destruction for both industrial metals and also for agricultural commodities, and because of the recession. Excuse me. So demand destruction has definitely occurred. I suspect that we've had more cutbacks in industrial metal production than we have had in the production of agricultural commodities. But I'm told that the actual supply of agricultural commodities is increasing, in that crop yields are better than people had initially believed. And the most important point for me, sorry, I'm just gonna have to cough again. I just can't shake this wretched cold I've had here in this cold UK winter. But the point I made before that does impress me is when we look at the chart action, the industrial metals peaked well before the agricultural commodities. The only exception to that was copper, but copper was in a peak area, just ranged near the highs for months and months. Why am I struggling with this tickly throat? Now, so the metals peaked first, and even more importantly, they fell much further. They fell all the way back to their bases. Whereas agricultural commodities had, they fell maybe 50% or so, but a lot less than they had fallen historically after big spikes upwards, and a lot less than the industrial metals fell. So, my own conclusion and reason why I've been buying metals, well, I bought nickel and I bought copper recently, which incidentally had a banner day in here today, up 12 cents. And I had bought platinum earlier on because it seems so out of line with gold, and I'm going to buy it again. So I think that these are the more interesting plays in the commodity sector. And I also like equities that are related to those same themes. That's my preference for ArcelorMittal, BlackRock, World Mining Trust. But I actually feel that we're spoiled for choice in terms of things to buy while this rally continues. Is this rally the beginning of something very big, or is it just a technical rebound to the 200-day moving averages, which is something, an event that we have been forecasting since the climactic sell-off in October? I don't know the answer to that question, and neither does anyone else, but this is certainly a rally that is worth participating in, and that's what I've been doing, as you know, and I intend to keep on doing it as long as these markets remain in form. And I was interested, I don't watch much financial television, but when I'm in the home gym in mornings, I do catch a bit of it. And okay, this was just one small brief segment while I was on my circuit machine. And I was surprised by the number of fund managers. I think I heard from three or four of them who were all extremely cautious to bearish, which of course tells me that they're holding cash and not buying in here. So just on the basis of that one little window, which may not be widely representative, but I have a hunch that it is because we're only at the very beginning of the year. I think there are a lot of people out there who are in danger of being embarrassed by their cash positions, and that could certainly fuel a further recovery in some of these very depressed commodity prices and also in stock markets. And the stock markets have good technical patterns, as I mentioned before. And before my voice gives out again, I think I'll call it a wrap here for today and just say all the very best to all of you.